people. Are you ready to become my champion? I will never forget the day I heard the Lord ask me that question. I was in my car on the way home from work and was listening to a message on David's three mighty men in 2 Samuel 23. Suddenly, the presence of the Lord filled the car to such a degree that I had to pull the car off to the side of the road. It was one of the most special moments of my life as I knew in my heart that the Lord had chosen me to serve in His army. I had felt called for years and had done everything I knew to see the calling fulfilled, and in the moment I knew He had chosen me. It was a turning point for my life. Within months of that day, I had moved my family to Mooresville and began pastoring our church. As a young believer, I was in a church where most of the young men and women seemed to have callings on their lives. That place was so full of destiny and expectation upon those people. 30 years later, very few of those men and women are actually fulfilling their callings. In some ways, it is heartbreaking for me to think back on this, not only for such lost potential in individuals, but also for the unfulfilled destiny of that church. The Bible is very clear on this matter. Matthew 22:14. For many are called, but few are chosen. I recently read an article by Pastor Harry R. Jackson Jr. on this verse, and he stated, "Some scholars believe that this passage is a reference to the method used in ancient Rome for recruiting their armies. No one was forced to serve his country in the military. Instead, it was seen as a young man's highest honor. From childhood, young men were prepared and trained with the goal that they would be fortunate if they could only measure up to the standards of Rome. The place of selection was the Campus Martius. At this location, everyone who was of military age competed in leaping, running, wrestling, strength training, fencing, javelin throwing, and other Olympic-style events. They even swam the Tiber River several times. Only the most impressive men were chosen to serve Rome. The chosen were the best of the best." Rome may have chosen the best of the best, but that's not who God chooses. In fact, if we had voted on least likely to be chosen, I would have won hands down by a landslide margin. I was not one of the favored or choice young men in those days. At the time in my life, I was just thankful that Jesus had saved me from a life of drugs, crime, and immorality, and filled me with the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 1, 26-29. "For consider your calling, brethren, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, but God has chosen the foolish things of this world to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong, and the base things of the world and the despised God has chosen, the things that are not, so that He may nullify the things that are, so that no man may boast before God." The Lord has reminded me of the truth of these scriptures over the years. An apostolic leader from Zimbabwe came to our church a few years ago to minister. When he first met me, he said, "You are like David. You were not even invited to the gathering, but God chose you anyway." A close prophetic friend of mine gave me a word from Amos 7:14. He said, "Byron, you're a nobody and the son of a nobody, but the Lord is going to use you." Like Rome, no one is forced to serve the Lord in His army, And the Lord certainly has the final say on who is actually chosen. However, He does give us a part in being chosen. In a sense, we get to choose to be chosen. You do this like the Roman young men did, by esteeming the Lord's purpose and plans for your life above all else. I endured through trials, disappointments, sacrifices, and brokenness that accompany everyone who has a true calling, with the belief that one day I would surely be chosen. 2 Samuel 23:11-12. Now, after him was Shema, the son of Agi, a Hararite, and the Philistines were gathered into a troop, where there was a plot of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. But he took his stand in the midst of the plot, defended it, and struck the Philistines, and the Lord brought about a great victory. That day when the Lord came in my car so powerfully and spoke to me, "Are you ready to be my champion?" He came in as the speaker was reading this verse. It was one of David's mighty men who took a stand and defended a bean field. My heart was absolutely pierced at the moment. I told the Lord, "If all you have chosen me for is a bean field, I will love that bean field and fight for it with everything I have." Shema means astonishment. I am totally astonished that the Lord chose me. I hold it as one of the highest privileges and honors of my life. For those who are called, but are of the are nots, the forgotten, overlooked, and left out, take heart, esteem, and pursue that calling. I pray you will be astonished. Many blessings. Byron Wicker.